With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Stephen, Jody McDonald, Gary Myers here. How are you doing today?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well.
So, Stephen, are you up here already? Or are you coming later on?
Yes, I am. I'm up here in New York. I'm actually, though, getting ready to run to Kentucky to watch the Razorbacks play. My son plays for Arkansas.
I know he does. You're going down there to Kentucky for the game tonight?
I am. I've been in New York here for a couple of days, and then I'm running back down to Kentucky and then be back tonight.
Has John Stephen gotten on the field yet this year?
This year he has not yet, but he's prepared and ready, and they've told him to stay prepared. We're hoping at some point that happens for him.
You know, Jody, I mean, I know that Stephen's son won back-to-back high school championships in a very competitive division in football-crazed Texas, and I've seen some cut-ups of him playing. He can play, so it's just a matter of time. Talking about a quarterback who can play but has been a little inconsistent this year is your guy. The big talk in Dallas, you know, since the offseason is – how much are the Cowboys committed to Dak Prescott? How much are they willing to be financially committed to him? How would you characterize where you are right now in getting Dak locked up for the future, Stephen?
Well, to start with, we're totally committed to him. And, I wouldn't we wouldn't even use the word inconsistent with Dak. I think he's off to a great start. I think he's one of the highest rated passers in the NFL. And, you know, he's had some unfortunate picks that weren't all his fault, is usually the case with quarterbacks. But and some, some inopportune things happened to him. But in general, we are just, we're totally committed to Dak. And, you know, we're just at the goal line there, we think, on a contract. But just, there's some issues that still remain to be worked out, things like length and those type of things, length of the contract. But, we are the biggest fans of Dak, and I think we can win championships with Dak, and we're fortunate to have him.
Since we're talking about contracts, know you had three big star veteran guys you were hoping to do contract extensions with leading into this season. You got Ezekiel Elliott done before the year started. You say you're still committed to and getting closer with your quarterback. Where does that leave Amari Cooper? Are there ongoing negotiations with him as well?
We really hadn't had as intensive negotiations with Amari. We are obviously committed to getting him signed long-term there in Dallas. We think he's made a huge difference in the production of our offense with Dak. And it's just a matter of, getting into the swing of things, with negotiations with him. But as you know, we gave up a number one pick to the Raiders, which are originally, we thought we'd never do again, but we did do it, and we're thrilled we have him, and our goal is to sign him long-term as well.
Stephen, you guys opened with a victory against the Giants, and they've become a different team now somewhat with Daniel Jones, a quarterback, when they get all their injured players back. But back when you played them, they weren't very good, and then you played Washington, which hasn't won a game. You beat Miami, which hasn't won a game. In the last 2 weeks, you played two of the better teams in the NFC, and you lost to the Saints and the Packers. Is this team still trying to establish an identity? And is there a question in your mind where the season goes from here because of what's happened the last 2 weeks?
Not really, Gary. We're highly confident in our football team. We think we've got a really good young football team. We obviously had a battle down in New Orleans, and didn't get the job done, but that's a tough place to win with or without Breeze. Kind of had a defensive battle there. And then, unfortunately, we just, had a rough start to the first half and got ourselves behind the eight ball. I think we had our first five drives were into their Packer territory. But between turnovers and inopportune sacks, we weren't able to cash in on points, and then found ourselves in a catch-up game, being down 31-3 there late in the third quarter, where we were basically in a two-minute type drill the rest of the game, and you know, really never got into the swing of our game plan, and obviously didn't get Zeke the amount of touches that we'd like to get him, and things didn't work out for us there. But you know, you got to give the Packers credit, the Saints credit, and we've got to execute better. We've got to have our players do their job. I think they were, obviously, once we got behind Aaron Rodgers, I think we were pushing, and we just got to settle in here. We got to execute and do our job, and I think we're going to have a really good football team this year.
VP of the Dallas Cowboys, Stephen Jones, our guest here on The Fan. Stephen, I want to ask you about a specific player. Your returning tight end. The numbers say Jason Witten isn't quite the player who walked off the field after the 2017 season, did his season in the Monday Night Football booth, and decided to come back and rejoin your team this year. I'm not saying playing badly, but it's just down from what his production numbers have been. If you were to try and give Cowboy fans a little bit of a attitude adjustment, why would the second two-thirds of the season be better than the first third of a season for Jason Witten?
Well, Jason's the ultimate pro. He knows how to play the game. He made some clutch catches for us last week when we needed to get going and get some points on the board. And then, of course, we made a late rally there, and he was a part of it. But Jason's, he's the ultimate leader in terms of what he does for our team. He's a clutch guy. He knows how to play the game. He's been in all the situations, and you know, a little bit of our strategy with Jason there is to make sure that because he is an older player, I think he's 37 years old, that you know, we don't want to we want to manage him the right way. And obviously he's on somewhat of a pitch count, and we're not going to play him like we used to play him in terms of the number of snaps and targets and things of that nature, especially the first for the first three quarters of the season, and then as we head down the home stretch, then we may put the foot on the gas. But he's the ultimate pro. We're fortunate to have him back in our organization, and I think he'll make clutch plays for us all year.
Steven, you play another team tomorrow in the Jets that has not won a game yet, skewed somewhat by not having their quarterback since the first game of the year. But Sam Darnold will be back tomorrow. For the most part this season, the Jets have been fairly inept offensively. I know you don't sit in on all the team meetings, or maybe any of the team meetings, but do you think that's one of the points that Jason Garrett had to drill home this week, was not to take any team in the NFL lightly? Because if you're going to take a team lightly, based on what they've done so far this year, it would be the Jets.
Well, as you know, Gary, we all have the same payrolls, and they pay their players too. And, one thing Jason's really good about with our team is knowing you don't take anyone lightly in the NFL. They've got a lot of number one picks over there. They've got one of the best backs in the game right now in Le'Veon Bell. Certainly, I know having Sam Darnold back, who's top pick in the draft a couple of years ago, is going to energize them. And, and certainly they've got great coaches over there, both sides of the ball. And, we're up here in New York in their backyard, and we've got to do our business, execute, and control the things we can control, and get back to doing, executing our game plans and doing what we do best.
Steven, I know we talked about Dak's situation, and it's almost like the stock market. After every game, people saying, well, he earned more money, the way he played against Miami. Oh, but he lost money because of the way he played against the Packers. When it comes to Jason Garrett, and he's in the last year of his contract, and the last time you guys did that was 2014, and you won the NFC East, and I know you're hoping for the same results this year. But after the Green Bay game, Jerry was already asked whether he was going to fire Garrett in the middle of the season. Is this something that's just going to hang over this team all year? And is this a distraction that you guys have built to deal with? Because you know it's unusual to let a coach go into the last year of his contract, even though you've done it before. But it is a major talking point.
Well, it may be for the media and to some degree our fans, but it's certainly not for us. Jason's in no way on the hot seat. I think he's done a great job preparing this team in the off season through training camp and really getting us in a great place to have a great season. And, you know, anytime you, you know, you hit a rough patch on your journey, then, you know, questions are going to come up, whether it's the coach, whether it's the quarterback, whoever it may be, those things are going to happen. But as you know, we've got pros in our locker room. We've got great coaches. They all play hard for our staff and for Jason. And we feel really good about our football team and think, you know, when this is all said and done, the narrative is going to be about our team and not about whose contract's up. This is a full body of work when you look at anyone in our organization. It's certainly not game to game or play to play or quarter to quarter. It's a full body of work, and we feel good about our organization. We feel good about where we're headed. And as I said earlier, I feel like when this is all said and done, we're going to have a really good football team that's going to compete to win a championship.
But were you sending a message to Jason that his future is to be determined by having him coach out the last year of his contract?
No, there's no messages being sent. I think at the end of the day, it's just about we want to take the next step. And I think everybody's back's against the wall. As Jerry will say, he's not looking forward to the future. He's looking at this as, hey, let's win this thing this year. Let's have a great season this year, and we'll go from there. He's certainly not into long-term plans, as he says, when he's in the backside of his 70s, and he obviously fire burns bright to try to win a championship here sooner than later.
All right, that leads me quite nicely into my final question. Let's win this thing this year attitude. We're coming up on the trade deadline. How would you describe, categorize your aggressiveness? Is there a specific need that you think you've got to fill, a position you got to upgrade? How would you describe the Cowboys' positioning as we head to the trade deadline?
Yeah, we've got a couple injuries, obviously with Lyle and Tyron that we're getting through, but those are short-term injuries. And, you know, I think overall going into the season, as we said, we feel really good, not only about each position, but about the depth on this team. And so I wouldn't necessarily say there's an itch we're dying to scratch, but at the end of the day, if the right player comes up and we feel like he could make us better and we would be better as a football team, then we're going to consider that. I mean, player acquisitions are 365 days a year, and we're always looking to get better.
Jerry, Stephen, we appreciate you coming on board. Please tell Jerry we send our regards. Good luck to your son tonight. Enjoy the game. Get back on the flight. See you out at MetLife tomorrow.
Sounds great, guys. Great being on with you.
Thanks a lot, Stephen.
Stephen Jones of the Dallas Cowboys, their senior VP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.